Hi, Hannah.
Hello. Hiya.
Hi, Hannah. It's Michael calling from MMA League. Are you okay?
Yes. Sorry, I'm at college. I'm at college now, so you can talk now.
Are you sure? Have you got 5-10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'll talk just now, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, as I said, Hannah, my name's Michael. I'm part of the investigation team at MMA Legal. All of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My role, Hannah, is to not to drag you back over what you've already told us, is more to find out how your time in care has had an impact on your adult life. What I'll then do is I'll go out and gather that information for you or that evidence, submit that to the Scottish Redress, because obviously it's not just your time in care. You were impacted there. It may have also followed you into your adult life as well. So that's the reason for the call. If at any point in the call you don't wish to talk about it any further, just let me know, and we'll reschedule or not.
No, that's fine. No, I can speak freely now. It's destroyed my childhood, because when I was younger, I never got all the stuff that children normally get at that age. I got to make sure that my kids get everything and support that they need. I never got any of that support and teach stuff and taught stuff in the right direction. Instead of that, I got sexually abused. I got my face split open. I've still got a scar to this day. It was 18 stitches and 12 stitches. So because I hit a cut when I was in care. It affects my life now, because people always ask me, oh, how did you get the scar? Why you got that scar? It makes me feel that I'm not. The trauma that it's actually made through my life has also made me have trust issues, because everything that I've went through and still going through now has all affects my relationships, it affects my marriages. My marriage I've just had just recently, because I've just got up with it. It's affecting my whole life. It's delayed my career that I've always wanted to do as well.
Because
I've not had the confidence to do a lot of... Sorry?
What is it that you wanted to do? What's the career path that you've always wanted to go down?
Community safety. I've just done my social science course now.
Amazing.
And I'm nearly 40. So it took me a while to actually build self-confidence up to go and do this stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong, the way my mind's set now, I understand a lot of social stuff when you're outside, like the community and stuff like that. I can understand a lot. It's made me the person I am now. It's made me a lot stronger than I am now. I've had a lot of counselling over it. I've had to go to repeated counselling classes over it. It has actually affected my day-to-day life, really. It still does affect me, because I still don't trust a lot of people. I don't think I trust anybody, but then who doesn't trust anybody nowadays? It has had a massive mental health effect on my actual health, to be honest with you.
Yeah, do you suffer with any depression or anxiety, Anna?
It comes to, I have been diagnosed with PMS, because the stuff that I've went through, the trauma that I've went through when I was younger, has affected my period. But that's because I try and put it in the back of my mind, because you've got to move on in life, you've got to get over stuff, eh? And it really has affected my PMS, and that's why my marriage has split up, because of my PMS. It's been diagnosed really bad.
I'm so sorry, Anna.
It is because of that, is the reason why my PMS are the way they are. And if I get in a stressful situation, it comes out of that. And then trying to explain it in a way that people understand, because I'm not a very good talker, because I've learned to keep a lot of stuff built up inside me, because there was nobody who wanted to listen.
I get that. It's tough to talk, isn't it? To be honest with you. That's why I just think you're so brave and just having the mental fortitude just to talk to me. So for that I'm extremely grateful. Does your doctor fully understand your PMS and issues, and are you on medication for that?
I'm on the pill for to try and get it, and if it does need calm down, I'm on the waiting list to the NHS to have a hysterectomy.
Oh wow.
So if I have a hysterectomy, it means I can't have any more kids, which I still want one more kid, but I don't think that's going to happen, because I think my PMS is it can get really, really bad. Really, really bad. That's why they put me in the waiting list, because it's to the point that I can be really violent with it as well.
Yeah.
And I can't help it. I genuinely cannot help it. I regret it afterwards, don't get me wrong, but it's played a big impact on my whole life, to be fair, because it's you. It makes me come across as bossy, it makes me come as sharp-tongued, but I didn't mean it.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And it's because of that, because of what happened in my life when I was younger, have made that impact from what I've got now. And I've been diagnosed with it for a while. It's the same with irritable bowel syndrome. I've had that because of care, because I never got fed properly, and when I did get fed properly, it's now caused me really bad irritable bowel syndrome, which has caused me acid reflux, which I can't eat properly. And when I do eat properly, I feel like I'm going to spew it back up. It has made it. Actually,
yeah, I know. Yeah, I know about IBS. I have had that badly in the past.
Mm-hmm. The IBS is really, really cleared up over the last time because I'm stressed, because there's other things I'm having to cope with in life, and trying to explain myself to people is just like, well, why have you done that? It's like, well, you didn't understand what I was feeling with you. So I've seen people get acting public, people get put in hospital, people murdered, and it literally just, it does.
Yeah, no, I'm so sorry. Can I take your GP's details, please, Anna? I want to write to your GP. I want to get all of your medical records.
When I was in Enderville, so you might have to get Enderville's as well as, because I'm now in Fife now, because I've moved over to away from that to Fife.
They should follow you.
So I'm in Fife at the moment. I'm in Kirkcaldy. In Fife at the moment, and my GP practice at the moment is Pathhouse Medical Centre.
Can you spell that for me, Anna? Sorry.
So Pathhouse is P-A-T-H.
Yeah.
And then it's House. Pathhouse Medical Centre. They should have all in my records here. They should have sense when my face got injured when I was in care. It should have all the things about my PMS and how I'm getting counseling to you. They've no offer in the council. I had to go out my way to get that council and keep helping control it. Fife council, I work with Fife council at the moment as well, and they're helping me try and control it a bit more.
Who are you seeing as a... Are you seeing a councillor currently?
Yeah, it's called Talk Matters.
Talk Matters?
Yeah, that's my councillor. My councillor was Fiona, but it's getting changed.
Is that in Fife, is it?
Yeah, that's in Fife, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to write to Talk Matters, I'm going to write to your GP. I'm also going to write to the local authority and or social services in your care setting. Once I have that information, Anna, do you want me to send you it?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once we have all the information, I'm then going to go through it all with you. Send you copies of everything I get. We'll go through it together.
Right.
And it won't be quick, Anna. It'll be anywhere between 6 and 8 months' time. So we'll go through it all together, make sure that, you know, there's nothing missing, make sure you're happy with what we're going to submit.
Right.
We'll add your medical records to that case, and we'll present it to the Scottish Redress, obviously as a full case with evidence. From there, Anna, we'll then get what's called a panel date. The panel date will then obviously judge or adjudicate on our case. And from there, hopefully we'll be able to get you the recognition you deserve for what's happened to you, and also financial compensation.
Right. Do you get the records for Edinburgh Social Work Department?
From Edinburgh Social Work, was that for where Northfield was?
That's where Northfield was.
Yeah, I'll get all that for you. Give me 2 sets. Copies. Yeah, give 6.
Does anyone want any medical records or any... I want you to make sure you've got everything here.
Yeah, I'm going to get everything for you. Okay. So I've got Northfield, I've got Edinburgh Social Services, I've got the Pathhouse Medical Centre, I've got Talk Matters in Fife,
There's Craig Medical Centre, and there's also Granton Medical, I think it was Granton Medical Centre. And
are they your previous GPs, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, your records will follow you over, Hannah.
Right.
I just need your latest GP, and then I'll request all of your medical records from your time as a child.
Right, that's fine.
Do you have any questions for me, Hannah, on what my role is and how I'm going to do that for you?
I know that's everything.
Okay, so just to let you know, Hannah, I do have to go back a step with you, just to make sure you're fully aware of our fees. Obviously, you've been through so much emotional, mental health, and also genuine medical issues. I just need to make sure that you are fully aware of what you're going to walk into with us. And what other options are out there, Hannah?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself, which is option one. You don't need a law firm to do that. Now, if you so wish, you can then gather, obviously, your own evidence and submit mm-hmm. that your case yourself. So that is option one. Option two, Hannah, is there are other law firms out there who will help you apply and won't charge you any fees. But they get paid direct from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme. Now, they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client mm-hmm. wins, loses or draws.
Mm-hmm.
I can't legally go into their practices. I know what they do and probably more importantly, what they don't do for you. All right. I can tell you is we don't participate in that scheme. We've rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We want to tie our fate to yours. And what we do, how we do that is under a joint venture, which is a no-win, no-fee, which if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. We'll take that chance on you. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT, Hannah. So no matter how much time we spend on your case, we will never charge you more than 20%. It's actually slightly less than 20%, but it's just easy if I tell you 20%. On the flip side of that, Anna, as well, because of the emotional hardship you've been through in your life, we will never put you under any sort of financial strain. So if we're unsuccessful, we'll never come looking to you for any fees. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees and our time.
Yeah.
So we'll never come back on you. Anna, is that okay?
That's
fantastic. Do you understand those three options?
Yeah.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your case, Anna?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Hannah, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the time you sign the document with us. If you were unaware of the 14-day, we can start that 14-day period from now. All that means is I won't start your case until after the 14-day, or you can waive the 14-day cooling-off period and I can get started on your case straight away, but that's entirely up to you.
Right, can you send that through an email?
I can send you have the documentation on your phone. I can send you an email with obviously all of our information on and also the notification of the 14-day cooling off period. What that means is if you don't want to go ahead within 14 days, you can rip up the agreement and, you know, continue on the case however which way you want. It is just a cooling off period, that's all.
Right,
or you can waive the cooling off period, and like I said, I can get started on your case.
Right, okay, that's fine. Okay.
Are you happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period, Anna?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'll do, Hannah, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You have my number now. As I said earlier, my name's Michael. If you need me for anything, or if you're struggling, or if you just, you know, you need to add something, just call me anytime. If I can answer, I will. If not, leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can.
Great. Okay, that's no problem. Thank you so much. Thank you.
No, thank you, Anna. Thank you so much for being so brave and speaking to me. I really appreciate it.
Great. Okay, thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of your day in college. Thank you, Anna.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.